Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Beasley swings it in! The U.S. go up! What a goal from Carlos Bocanegra!
Lloyd will try a long hit! What a goal from Lloyd! This is spectacular! It's hit with no regard for humanity! Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is! Switzerland! And Shaqiri has scored in the 90th minute! That was worth the price of admission alone!
Is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, thanks for tuning in tonight. And if you are in the car and you're traveling home, let us entertain you, let us inform you, and we'll remind you we stream at ESPN975.com. Call in number 713-780-3776. At 713-780-ESPN, your humble host, Glenn Davis here. Guillermo behind the glass here as always tonight. Our thoughts, first off, go out to all of those in the Kingwood area dealing with the flooding. That brings back bad memories, because I remember being flooded out in downtown in a townhome. Fortunately, it was a townhome that... It was only the first floor, and there was only one bedroom there, but not fun for people. So thinking about them. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, is always presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in tonight. The question of the day from Soccer Matters: do you remember your first goal? I don't care if it's your first goal at the youth level. It could be the college level, amateur level. You might have been an ex-pro listening to the show. I would love to hear from you about what your first ever goal was like. 713-780-3776. You always remember your first goal, right? 713-780-3776. We got a lot to get to tonight. I got Copa America tickets to give away. I got Dynamo Detroit. We're going to give a four-pack away to the Dynamo's defense of the Open Cup tomorrow. They will need to score goals, though. That has been something that has been difficult to find lately. So hopefully the Dynamo will pick up some goals tomorrow night. And maybe the Open Cup is the way to find your goal-scoring touch. We got the winner of the Football Association's Writers Player of the Year in the Premier League. Titles are wrapped up in Europe, including some PSV players who represent the U.S. and Mexico after winning the title in the Netherlands. Champions League preview, we'll get to that. We start, though, tonight with the World Cup update brought to you by Soccer Matters, and then we'll get into some callers real quick. I think we got Jesus on hold right now. 713-780-3776. All right. Quick on the World Cup update brought to you by Soccer Matters and the World Cup 2026 awareness campaign. And this is a sad one. Legendary Argentine manager Cesar Menotti has passed away at 85 years of age. Menotti was best known as being the manager of the 78 World Cup team. That was Argentina, who defeated the Netherlands 3-1 in the World Cup final. Now, Argentina at that game was the host nation. Menotti spent most of his career in South America first as a player. His time included Boca Juniors, playing alongside the great Pelé at Santos in Brazil. He also set up, and this is an interesting one, I was reminded of this today by my friend Rodrigo, he set up the coaching schools at Atlas in Mexico, which then produced players like Pavel Pardo, Oswaldo Sanchez, Rafa Marquez, and on. He coached numerous clubs in Argentina. Also spent a stint at Barcelona in Spain. Menotti was a current footballing director for Argentina currently. I remember growing up looking at these managers like Menotti, Enzo Bierzot of Italy, Rinus Michels of the Netherlands, Helmut Schön of West Germany. I looked at these guys as a kid as gods. Cesar Menotti, the legendary World Cup winner with Argentina, dead at 85. World Cup update brought to you by Soccer Matters. Remind you, right here, 2026, the World Cup is going to be in Houston, as we are one of the World Cup host cities. It is one of the best-kept secrets in town. I would say let that sink in a little bit. You've thought about it, I know, Guillermo.
Yeah, I have. It really is one of the best-kept secrets. Like, I live right next to the NRG Stadium, and yeah. I don't see adverts like that.
Yeah. Well, we'll get the Copa America going. Maybe that'll get people a little bit more interested. Okay, the question of the day is, do you remember your first goal? Could be at any level. Youth, amateur, college, professional. Do you remember your first goal? Let's go to the phone lines and start it off with Jesus. Jesus, what's on your mind?
Man, thanks, first of all, for having me on the line, and happy belated birthday, Glenn.
Thank you so much.
My first goal, I remember, was junior high, and it was an awesome day because it wasn't just one goal. It was a four-goal hat trick. We were an intermediate school from Pasadena. We were the first public school to have a soccer team back then in the 90s. Only private schools had soccer teams, and we had a soccer club. But it was fun. You know, we got out there, and I remember it was a counterattack. And that's pretty much how most of my goals came that day. One I did take with my head, but counterattack, man. And we played fast. We played savagely. It was an awesome day.
That's awesome. It's amazing how you remember these things, and I bet you can remember it like it was yesterday.
You know, I didn't score many goals, but one thing I did do was score pretty goals, and what a way to start my scoring with scoring four, you know. So, yeah, I don't think I'll ever forget that.
You might
not my best, but it was definitely my best performance.
You might have been the big man on the middle school campus for that time period, that's for sure. Jesus, thank you very much for the call tonight. We appreciate it. All right, Guillermo.
Thank you.
I know you've scored a first goal. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it was back in my youth days. I was a right back, like I had told you. But this specific game, coach actually moved me up to midfield, and I remember asking him, can I finally score a goal? And he's like, you've always been able to score a goal. And that same game, I scored a goal.
Tell me about the goal, though. I mean, what type of goal was it? Was it a tap-in? Did it hit you in the back of the head when you were running the other direction? What type of goal was it?
It was a simple 1-2. You know, our striker, he was our best man. He was a big man, too. So he'd always attract all the defenders and, you know, just broke those lines from the midfield. He got all the defenders and boom.
The simple give and go, the 1-2, works in every game, every day. You got to love that. All right, if you have your first ever goal, let us know. I'm going to ask Brian Ching, who will join the show in the third segment tonight, about his first goal, maybe as a youth player. And then we'll ask him maybe about his first goal in Major League Soccer. So my first goal as a pro, 1983. I've recounted the Pennsylvania Stoners in the American Soccer League as the greatest name in soccer. But that's who I'm playing for. I'm a rookie. I've got Joe Horvath, who's been the captain of Hungary. We're playing in Allentown, Pennsylvania, probably 3,000 to 4,000 people at the game, high school facility. And the center back who's playing next to me, a guy named Peter Carr, says to me, he screams at me, Davis, stand on the near post. So I literally stand against the near post, and Horvath bends it in, but he hits it hard. And I go towards the corner flag and the delivery, and I get out there and I'm able to just skim it off the top of my head and redirect it, and it goes in. But, you know, you don't forget these things. The most important thing to me is former Wolves goalkeeper Phil Parks was in goal for the team we were playing called the Oklahoma City Slickers. So it beat a 6'5" Phil Parks. So that's my small claim to fame. All right, 713-780-3776. Nightmare of a day today. Crystal Palace 4-0 over Manchester United. Man, this hurts. Chris Richards, by the way, U.S. international on Crystal Palace, had an assist. What's the future of Erik ten Hag? One will only know. Casemiro and Johnny Evans were the center backs in this. Not that it's all on them, but that is a tough one. All right, so tomorrow we got the second leg of the Champions League, and this is going to be really, really exciting. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in tonight. Real Madrid, Bayern Munich tomorrow. Second leg, it's 2-2 on aggregate. It's at Real Madrid. Favorites for sure, I think, overall. Has to be Real Madrid. They're the ultimate big match team. I think people pretty much agree they win the big game. Both managers, Carlo Ancelotti, Thomas Tuchel, put out sort of mixed squads with this game in mind over the weekend. Big attacking players for both teams were rested. Bayern, though, does have some injury issues with Rafael Guerrero and Eric Dier. Could it be a big night for Harry Kane, Musiala, and Leroy Sané? It's going to need to be. But ultimately, I think most people are going to say Real Madrid's going to get it done at home with Vinny Jr., Jude Bellingham, and Toni Kroos. I don't think Vinny Jr. and Jude Bellingham played on the weekend. Real Madrid, Bayern Munich. Now, Bayern lost the Bundesliga in a big way to Bayer Neverlusen, Leverkusen, Neverlusen. I heard that one. I'll give credit to another buddy of mine, Bill, for that one. Who do you pick, Real Madrid or Bayern Munich for this?
Real Madrid.
Yeah, at home. I think everybody's going that direction. Maybe the reason why I would pick Bayern. I'm pulling for an all-German final. I want Bayern Munich against Dortmund, which is our game on Wednesday. PSG, Dortmund. Dortmund's got a 1-0 aggregate lead. I was really hoping they'd get a second. Lucas Hernandez is out with an ACL injury, so that's a bit of a worry for Luis Enrique in defense for PSG. He came off injured. So they then brought on Lucas Beraldo, who was playing with Marquinhos, and he looked shaky. So we'll see. So this is the final home match for Kylian Mbappe, I believe. And with Dortmund holding a 1-0 first leg aggregate lead, this is big. PSG's never won the Champions League. Mbappe, to me, was pretty much a non-factor in the first match, and then he's leaving PSG at the end of the season for Real Madrid. Dortmund last won at 97. Collective, they can absorb pressure. They can break out through Jadon Sancho. By the way, where were those Sancho performances when he was on Manchester United, right? Like, what happened? And then also Karim Adeyemi in transition. And then they got the big man up front, Niklas Füllkrug, who scored the goal. He's the hold-up man, which you need a blend of transition and hold-up play if you're going to get out of there with a win. And by the way, they have 11 different goal scorers, by the way, Dortmund in European play. And they're a good road team. Took a lot of points in the Bundesliga on the road to the tune of 30. I'm picking Dortmund, even though it's at PSG. I never liked PSG. I just think it's, I don't know, it's like an all-star team. Harlem Globetrotters. I don't know.
I feel like Dortmund and Bayern, that's the final that football wants. That's the one we want to watch.
It's the one you and me want, for sure. I hope it's the one football. I wouldn't ask that question. I wouldn't say so in Madrid, but, yeah. So, anyway, so there we go. That's what we have when it comes to the Champions League. So, Tuesday and Wednesday, you know, you might be not feeling well that day, or you might be cutting out early. So keep that in mind. You got the Champions League coming up. All right. Second segment, we're going to dip into Dynamo and Dash. But Real Madrid won the league this past weekend. Yosulu here. This is soundbite number one. This is the last goal in their 3-0 victory. So they are now the champions of La Liga.
Vinny Jr. with the layoff. Across goes Fali. It's the hero and the tortoise. And it's a tap-in for Hosseler. He's got his goal. And Real Madrid are rampant.
Some nice crowd noise there. That's what you call laying out, and you let the crowd noise take over. PSV won a 25th Dutch title. Manager Peter Bosch got a 4-2 victory over Sparta Rotterdam. So listen to some of the data on PSV in the Dutch Eredivisie. 107 goals scored, lost only one match, 18 clean sheets. They dominate. You got three U.S. internationals on that team, Malik Tillman, Ricardo Pepi, mostly he comes off the bench, and Serginho Dest, who's injured, and his Copa America doesn't look very good. Mexican international Chucky Lozano on that team as well. 6 years since they won a title. So good for PSV, and it's great seeing some CONCACAF players involved in that as well. Bundesliga title goes to Bayer Leverkusen. We all know that. Italy, it's Inter Milan. Only one left we're thinking about right now is the Premier League. Manchester City. All right. We'll take a break here. Before we go to break here, just a quick reminder here. Copa America is coming up this summer. Great games. Mexico, Jamaica. You got Colombia, Paraguay. You got a knockout stage game, which very much could be Lionel Messi. Now, you want to get this World Cup feel. Like we were saying, best kept secret is World Cup 2026. You said it, Guillermo. Not me. You want to get out to the Copa America. Let's start getting that feel. It's amazing when we're in stadiums with packed fans and passionate fans. We got the Colombian fans. We got the Mexican fans. There'll be Argentine fans if Argentina gets here. And the reggae boys. Right? All right. So, right now, you can buy your tickets at LSSE.net. But right now, I'm giving a pair of tickets away to a random Copa America match. I'm not going to tell you. You know what? We are going to tell you what it is. It's going to be the Mexico-Jamaica game. Pair of tickets right now. Copa America, Mexico-Jamaica. Caller number 5 at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Pair of tickets right now to Copa America, Mexico, Jamaica in June.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Just a quick reminder here, Houston Dynamo in action tomorrow night. We're going to talk some Dynamo in this segment, some Dash as well, some Major League Soccer, and Lionel Messi continues to light the league up. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776, a number to call in tonight. We're also asking people about the first ever goal they scored, and if they remember it, and they can describe it to us. Call in at 713-780-3776. We mentioned Lone Star Sports and Entertainment. Listen, by the way, they've also got tickets to Brazil, Mexico up in College Station. They've also got Inter Miami coming into town in August for Leagues Cup to take on Tigres of Mexico. You go to LSSE.net, LSSE.net. Also, Hugh O'Connor's Pub out on I-10, Marquee Entertainment Center. Get in there, watch all your games in there. Great, great spot for watching both types of football. But they've also got great whiskey offerings, great beer selection, and also all the great traditional English food, the bangers and mash, etc. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number. Right now, caller number 3. I got a 4-pack right now to the U.S. Open Cup match. It's tomorrow night. You'll get these tickets tonight. It is the Houston Dynamo taking on Detroit City FC. Now, for all of you Open Cup lovers, and there's a lot of them out there, the Dynamo are the defending champions. They've won the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup twice. 713-780-3776 right now. And caller number 3, you will get a 4-pack to the game tomorrow night. Now, for everybody who talks about the Open Cup, one thing I will tell you, if we're being upfront, people don't go to these games till you get into the later stages. Why wouldn't you go tomorrow night? You're going to have a very ambitious USL championship team coached by Danny Dicchio, who played for Toronto FC, played in England. You're likely not going to have as many people there, so you're going to see and hear things that you've never heard before, much like the people who stuck around and went to the Dash game on the weekend. Their 1-1 draw with Kansas City Current. So nobody seems interested in the Open Cup and the Dynamo. The board just lit up for Copa America tickets. And right now, I just mentioned it, 713-780-3776. Not a single call. So You want four tickets right now, and you're the quickest to dial 713-780-3776. You'll win them right now. I'm being as honest and open as I possibly can to see if I can yank somebody to make a phone call to win four free tickets to the Dynamo Detroit FC in the Open Cup tomorrow night. Okay, here comes a couple. Now I worked it. Now we got four callers. There we go. All right, that's how you work the phone lines. Jeez. You got to beg people to get four tickets to go see an Open Cup game? Dynamo? All right, the Dynamo attack, though, has been struggling to score goals. Maybe tomorrow night's the night. They come off a 0-0 draw with St. Louis. I think both managers in this one, Bradley Carnell, Ben Olsen, both could say that they had their chances in this game. But the Dynamo finishing is calcified. I mean, it doesn't happen. And yes, you can say we're going to break out of it. And, you know, you have the time to do that in MLS. We know that 60% of the teams plus are going to make the playoffs. But this is 287 minutes without a goal. That includes three straight games and then 27 minutes at the end of the game prior to that. No question, that's part of the reason why the Dynamo had a struggle in April. Doesn't seem like anybody's panicking. You don't. But the only thing I would say when it comes to this is that if you're trying to sell your building out and you're not scoring goals, this is why people come to games. They want to see goals. So I'm hoping the Dynamo can bust out maybe tomorrow night against Detroit City, which is a great story. We're going to talk a little bit about them. So you can position the St. Louis game a lot of ways. There were a couple of mistakes the Dynamo made. They could have been punished. I thought João Klaus, the big Brazilian striker for St. Louis, rough night of finishing. I mean, he should have won St. Louis the game, potentially, because he is a goal scorer. He's noted for scoring goals. They could have picked up their first road win. So the Dynamo had some wonderful moments of approach play, some good combination play, the tricks and flicks. It just did not have the finish. So position that game how you like. 45 minutes for Hector Herrera. I would love some Dynamo fans to call in and give me your thoughts on the St. Louis game. Hector got 45. I don't think there's any panic and urgency at this stage. And when MLS managers say this, they are correct. There doesn't have to be. There doesn't have to be. It's the way the league operates. But this does very much look like last year. Remember, Corey Baird, they gave a crack at the striker position. It didn't work the first time. Aliyu came in. They gave it to him. It didn't work with Aliyu, although we saw a lot of good things out of him. And then the second go-round is when Corey Baird became a little bit more legitimate as a center forward and ended up with 8 goals. He's now at FC Cincinnati, and he has, I think he's only scored once for them now with Luciano Acosta on that team. Chance creation. Yes, you're all correct. When Hector comes back, there'll be more chance creation. But the question is, will the goals follow that? Fans want to see goals. That's how you get your stadium filled, scoring goals and exciting attacking football. I think the problem with the Dynamo is they play much of the game in front of opponents, in front of their back fours. It's hard for them to get behind with the inverted wingers. You expect a lot of that to come from Griffin Dorsey, Aliyu, but Aliyu cuts in a lot on his right. I'm hoping Aliyu can, and I'd like your opinion on this, Guillermo. I said during the pregame show that we do on YouTube, Soccer Matters, that I wanted to see Ibrahim Aliyu take up some different positions, not just be hugging the left side of the field, to move central, to move to the right, to move into the channels in different areas so that his runs would originate from different areas. And much like a pitcher in baseball working a batter, that he would work a little bit the back line a little bit more with movement and mobility and maybe get in places where two guys think the other guy's picking him up and away he goes. And if he's got more of a direct line to goal, you're not going to catch him. The problem is on the right, like we've said, with an inverted team, he's always cutting in. I would love to see him work that back line a little bit more and stake out different positions. I know that may get away from the game model Ben Olsen has. I'm not questioning the coach. He's an MLS coach. I'm not. I'm just an ex-player with an opinion. But I would say if you're not getting production, you got to try maybe some tactical nuances, changes. And they did. They did with the withdrawn forwards, which I thought was very interesting, but it's not producing goals.
Yeah, I agree with you, Glenn. Like, I think Ibrahim has to get more involved with the play. You know, if he makes those interior runs, breaking those lines through the middle with those false nines, we will be creating those chances in that space. And don't get me wrong, he's really good, like, on the wing and stuff like that. But if he keeps on doing different kinds of runs, he'll just keep on making the defenders keep guessing, and it'll just be a burden or just a hassle for them in the defense.
Okay, let's get some post-match sound here. I got to pull this up on my phone real quick. Okay, let's go. Ben Olsen, soundbite number 7 on the positives of the result, 0-0.
Slide of losing, and you know, nobody wants to win, lose 3 in a row. So there's that. The other part is, you know, it was a shutout, and we haven't had one of those in a while. So getting back to that at home is a good recipe for success. And 22 shots, 7-10 on target, 12 inside the box, shutout. And a lot of shots, and a lot of shots in the box. It's a good recipe to win games. And right now the goal's a little bit small for us. Some good goalkeeping and a little bit unlucky at times. So we'll just keep plugging away.
Can't argue with that. I would say this. I don't know if the front players have a goal scorer's mentality. I think that's missing. You know, that's the guy that comes off the field even when you win. He's ticked off. He hasn't scored a goal, right? Imagine if the Dynamo had that player. Hector's healthy playing like last year. I mean, you're scoring more goals. I don't think there's any question if you had a bona fide goal scorer. Now, I think Pat Onstad was not at the game this weekend, so I think my understanding is sources telling me he's out there maybe looking for that attacking player. And I think the current attacking players, you know, Bossy, Kovalchuk, these guys work their tails off. Aliyu, this has nothing to do with work ethic. But I think those guys, if they had a dominant alpha male striker in their team, I think there would be pressure off those guys. Those guys would even be better. My man of the match was Daniel Steris, by the way. 713-780-3776. Playing the left-back position as a right-footed player, not easy. Good for Daniel. Let's go to that Eric Svechenko soundbite. It's about a minute long, but this is a really good soundbite from a veteran. And you'll notice, this is a veteran player after a game speaking like a veteran. Eric Svechenko.
Dan, very comfortable as he's normally playing that position. I think he's a veteran. He's the guy that we can look each other in the eyes and know exactly what's going to happen the next 5 minutes in the game. Is it a crucial time where we need to be kind of extra dialed in? And he's very helpful in that aspect. And with Tate, a little bit out of position as a right fullback, I think it was a tough game for Tate. I think he did it with me, Kurt, and had some spells where he was going really, really well forward and had some great crosses. And in general, I think he had an okay game, but it was a tough one being in that position as being, you need to go both ways. It's the position that Griff has played a lot, and it's just very demanding on the lungs. And I think Tate felt his lungs today in this kind of game where we need to go back and forth. But in general, I think keeping a clean sheet, that's Tate's and Dan's and Mika and everyone else's attributes too, and Steve, of course, with some good saves.
So that was Eric Svechenko. That's a good soundbite from him. And, the Dynamo elected to go with Tate Schmidt on the right side and Daniel Steris on the left. And I think Ben Olsen wanted to put Schmidt on the right because he felt he could get him the width that maybe Dorsey did a little bit better than Daniel Steris. Although Daniel Steris, dangerous off the corner, tremendous header off the crossbar, felt bad for him that didn't go in. And then following the play up, supporting from behind, had a long range hit that he blasted as well. And I thought Steris playing as a right footed guy on the left side, not easy. No question about that. So, Detroit City, they come here tomorrow. They tied on the weekend against Luton United, 0-0. They're coached by Danny Dicchio. If you remember him, he was the first goal scorer in the history of Toronto FC. These players up against the Dynamo tomorrow. Just remember this going into this game. This is David versus Goliath. This is what everybody likes about the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. And the game between the USL Championship side and the Dynamo epitomizes what the Open Cup's about, David and Goliath. Every player on Detroit City will believe they should be in MLS. Every player on Detroit City believes they'll be in the shop window tomorrow. Every player on Detroit City is going to look at somebody on the Dynamo who plays in this game and says, I'm as good as him. I could be in MLS. That's just the way it goes. That's the way it goes. Now, I'm interested to see what Ben Olsen's going to put out for the Dynamo. I think you should be too. How you're going to find goals. Will Dynamo 2 players be a part of it? Remember, the Dynamo won the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup last year. A lot of times coaches will try to get others playing opportunity, thinking long-term here, and try to balance getting the results. But it's dangerous going up against hungry teams like this from a lower division. And if you remember last year, the Dynamo got outplayed in their first game by Tampa Bay. And if it wasn't for Brooklyn Reign scoring, you would have been knocked out very, very early in this whole run. And then the eventual seriousness of taking the Open Cup a little more serious as you get into the later rounds when you're tasting potentially winning it changed. So these games can be incredibly interesting. We'll see. We'll see if Dynamo 2 players will be a part of this tomorrow. There is one guy, keep an eye on, Maxi Rodriguez, 3 goals, 2 assists. He was born in Uruguay. He was on San Antonio also in the USL. So he's one guy to keep an eye on for Detroit. But Detroit City have established themselves as a team in the USL Championship that is all about community, all about passion for their city, for their game. That's kind of their moniker. And they truly a team that really got everybody pretty excited about what was going on. All right, I think this is Luke Bryan, right? All right, I got that right. See, I know my music. By the way, I was at the Rolling Stones. What can I say? I just can continue to gloat. I'll put the videos up, you know. It means a lot to me. It may not mean a lot to you out there. Actually, there was 80,000 people there, so somebody else cares about them too. All right, we're going to take a break here. We got a great guest coming up. Brian Chinger will call. We'll be getting him on the line here. I also do want to play some sound from a first-ever goal scorer when we come back from the Houston Dash, who got the very, very key goal in the 1-1 draw. That is from out of the University of Pittsburgh, Amanda West. And by the way, Jane Campbell stood on her head in this game again. I mean, Jane Campbell should be knocking on the door of the GM, Alex Singer, and saying, I want more money, because she has kept the Dash in games like there's no tomorrow. I mean, that game should have been over in the first half. We'll talk a little bit about the Houston Dash. Amanda West, Brian Ching is coming up next from Pitch 25, the former legendary Dynamo goal scorer as well. We'll take a break. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, presented by the Daspit Law Firm.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Yeah, it was kind of a little bit of chaos kind of in front of the goal. The goalkeeper kind of coughed it up a little bit, or put on some good pressure, and then it kind of just bounced me in the box. And then it took a touch, and all I was thinking was to just place it. I was able to get the shot off and place it in the bottom corner. So, yeah.
That was Amanda West, got the tying goal for the Houston Dash against Kansas City Current, played at Pittsburgh under Randy Waldrum, first ever goal as a pro. And we were talking about first goals here tonight. By the way, this music is MC5 from Detroit, so we're tying in, you know, look what we're doing here. We're really, really clever. We're tying in the MC5 from Detroit, Detroit Rockers, with the visit of Detroit City FC in the Open Cup tomorrow night. So big congratulations to people that won tickets out there. I think, who did we get here, Guillermo? Let's see, Alan, he won the Copa America tickets, and Randy won the four-pack to the Dynamo. I had to work hard to get people to call in for that, but they did, and we got four or five callers. So I'm pretty proud of that. All right, we're working hard also for Pitch 25 Beer Park in downtown. Real proud sponsors of the show. We're glad to be involved with Pitch 25. One of the owners of Pitch 25, the legendary Dynamo striker. He is now the entrepreneur there, and he is also a guy we're going to ask a really cool question here in a second. He is Brian Ching. Brian, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, Glenn, thanks for having me.
All right, tell me about your golf game. Is it a good one?
It is terrible. I wouldn't even be a bench player if we were comparing it to soccer. But, you know, I always love going out for a good cause. And I love being outdoors. So, you know, it was a good excuse for me to get out of the office.
Well, that's one of the nice things about you. You've always been a very, very charitable guy here in Houston. But I was going to say, we can end the interview there. That's radio gold. I mean, that's as honest as you can get. I don't go near a golf course because I don't want to embarrass myself. All right, so Brian, the question we put out tonight here before we get into some really cool happenings that are going to be going on down at Pitch 25 Beer Park. So we put a question out tonight. Do you remember your first goal? Do you remember your first goal going back to when you were a youth soccer player?
Oh, youth soccer player? No, I definitely don't remember my first goal.
Okay, so then let's jump into Gonzaga. Do you remember your first college goal?
Gonzaga. You know what? I don't even remember my first college goal.
All right. Now, this one, if you don't get this, we're hanging up.
Come on.
If you don't get this question right now and you say you don't know, we're going to have to hang up on you, Brian. And then I'll just go into a 15-minute segment on Pitch 25, all right, on my own. All right. Your first professional goal. Tell us about it.
All right. Yeah, so I remember that one because I got elbowed in the throat by this guy, Nick Garcia, right after I scored. You know, typical me. It was a set piece. We were playing Kansas City. I was with the LA Galaxy in my first year. And Sasha Victorino sent in a good cross, and it's kind of one of my, trademark headers. And then as soon as I turned to run to celebrate, I think it was the third goal of the game. And we were up 3-0 at that point. And Nick Garcia, who was kind of a bit of a hard-nosed player, just turned around and elbowed me right in the throat. and then I kind of went down and just was laying there kind of in disbelief for a while. That was my first goal with the Galaxy.
Well, you know, when you think about, I'm just listening to you talk about Nick Garcia, and when I first started in MLS as an analyst, I did a lot of Kansas City's games, and Nick laid the leather on quite a few people, to your point. I'm just sitting here, and I'm thinking about this when you describe this, and during your time period, guys could get away with a lot more than they can now, based on a lot of things, but I remember watching you play, and I even remember going back to when I was playing that people could do things and get away with things. That's like, if you look at it now, it's almost like assault.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I'm not proud to say this, but you know, when you're in the heat of the moment, sometimes I've done things that I shouldn't have done and would have definitely got me thrown out of games these days. With all the cameras and, you know, all the eyes watching. It definitely was a different game, a little bit more physical of a game, and it was what it was.
But you, and we're talking to Brian Ching, Pitch 25 Beer Park, of course, the legendary Dynamo goal scorer. Brian, I mean, part of that had to be a defense mechanism too, right? I mean, you have to protect yourself.
Yeah. I mean, you definitely got kicked a lot. You know, one of my favorite stories is with Bobby Boswell, who was a good teammate of mine for a long time when he played for DC United. You know, we would get into it, and you know, he, you know, I, I received a headbutt from him, you know, off the play.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just one of those things that was part of the game, and, you know, it happened and shouldn't have happened, but, you know, it did at those times, and, I mean, me and Bobby are the best of friends now, but when he first came back to Houston, when he first got traded back to Houston, I was like, well, I sent him a text. At least I'm not going to get headbutted anymore. And then we became like best of friends after that. So it was, it was just one of those things in the game. And now I don't think anybody could ever get away with the things that were gotten away with back then.
Brian Ching joining us, Pitch 25 Beer Park has got some big news. We're going to talk about that in a second. But before we do, Brian, when you look at the game now in Major League Soccer and even the changes since you retired, what are some of the things that really jump out to you? And I would say start, first of all, obviously, with just the on-field play and the product.
Yeah, I mean, you look at, you know, the play now compared to what it was. I mean, the players are a lot more technical, a lot faster, quicker, you know, and it's been fun to see the growth of the game. I think, you know, you look at the American player now getting better at such younger ages. When I was, you know, coming through and playing, you know, majority of your best American players were all, you know, late 20s, early 30s. And now, you know, you're seeing a lot of these guys coming out, 18 to 20-year-old players that are really making an impact. So I think, you know, soccer's rise in the country and, you know, kids are playing a lot more soccer at younger ages than we were in the past. And, you know, it's a great thing to kind of just see the whole level of the country get better and better. And, you know, I was proud to kind of be a small part of that, you know, kicking off the league and helping, you know, grow the game.
I would say big part of that. As you guys were pioneers, so were the ones before you. I mean, you guys took it to the next level. It was great. And now it's going even further as we talk to Brian Ching here. Okay, so we got some really cool stuff happening. So Paramount is going to come down. You're going to host the Champions League watch party, which I'm sure you would have done anyway, because all the big games, by the way, we've mentioned that Brian's going to have Copa America on down there, the Euros this summer. We keep forgetting the Euros just because we got Copa America here, but all the big matches on the big screen at his facility. There's an indoor soccer pitch there. There's 100 beers. This was kind of a labor of love, Pitch 25 Beer Park for Brian. It's celebrating the sport he loves. But just tell us about Paramount and what you got going on with the Champions League final. This is pretty tremendous.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky. I mean, Paramount kind of was looking to host a number of watch parties throughout the country. I think it was three. And they're looking to do one in Texas. And, you know, They decided that Pitch 25 was one of the spots that they wanted to use. And, you know, we are extremely excited. Obviously, like you said, we would have had a watch party there. But anytime we can get, you know, national exposure, it's fantastic, you know, especially as we're looking to expand on our concept out in Katy. But they're always a good time. You know, I'm hoping, you know, it's kind of going to be exciting, I think, this week, right? Is it coming up where the games will decide on who's going to be in the final? But, you know, really, really looking forward to hosting that watch party.
Real Madrid, Bayern Munich tomorrow, then Wednesday, PSG, Dortmund. Any particular teams out of those four you like, Brian, that you want to see get to the final?
Yeah, you know, obviously I look at it from a business standpoint now.
Let me rephrase the question. Who draws better at Pitch 25? Real Madrid, Bayern Munich, PSG, or Dortmund? Yeah. I think I know.
You know, Bayern Munich just had a large watch party there, but I think Real Madrid draws a bigger crowd there. And then PSG, obviously, you know, you have Mbappe, who's one of the biggest stars in the game right now. So, you know, I think if those two teams came, you know, you'd probably get a little bit more excitement around the game. But, you know, having said that, you know, four great teams, you know, Dortmund's kind of, you know, always been a good club, but to see this much success in Champions League is kind of, to me, it's been a kind of a little bit of a step up for them. And you know, it'd be kind of a good story if they made it. But at the end of the day, you know, Real Madrid has the history, has the fan base, and, you know, PSG with the rising star, I think, would be an ideal final for us.
Yeah, that would be good. I like how you had your entrepreneurial hat on, too, because I was going to ask you about the transition from playing to being an entrepreneur. By the way, Dortmund last won it in 1997. That's just a kind of a little fact for everybody listening in. So, you know, I remember you taking me through that facility when it was raw, before you built it out. And it was amazing walking through there with you. And I remember you talking to me and showing me where things would be, and then to have actually then gone in there. It was pretty amazing to see it all happen. Just speak to a little bit about, you know, being able to do something where you are still connected to soccer. I mean, that was always my aim. You are doing it in obviously a very different way than I am, but I think soccer players like to remain connected to the sport.
I do. I mean, there wasn't a sport when I grew up and saying I want to be a professional soccer player, but, you know, it's been an integral part of my life the entire time. And, you know, being able to monetize, you know, something around the sport I love after, you know, playing is pretty special. And then something I'm still passionate about. You know, I love, you know, grown to love the sport, and I want to see it grow even further, right? I mean, one of the proudest things for me is being a part of that growth process in the MLS. And now, you know, not playing anymore, I want to be part of the growth process of the fan base of MLS, right? And so if I can, you know, and what I see out of Pitch 25 is that place that can help, you know, fans grow the game, especially here in the United States. You know, we're excited about the two tournaments this summer. Like you said, the Euros and the Copa will be open up for every single game. And then, you know, Messi's coming into town and people are watching it now more. And that's just going to lead right into the World Cup. And, you know, I've always said the World Cup, even though I didn't really get to play a game, just going to the World Cup was one of the highlights of my career. And just seeing people descend on the cities or the host country from all over the world, excited about cheering on their team and celebrating the sport, is something that I would hope that everybody gets to experience it someday in their life. And, you know, and a lot of people don't have the means to travel. So the fact that, you know, it's coming here to Houston, is special, you know, and I really am excited for all the Houstonians that, you know, haven't been able to experience that yet. And we'll be able to experience that here in 7 games at NRG in a couple of years.
Amazing. You know, to think you could wake up in Deer Park, Katy, the Woodlands, inner city Houston, take your pick. You know, and to think you could wake up in your bed there, have breakfast, and be going to a World Cup, an official World Cup game in your city, that's going to be a part of history and lore, is pretty amazing. You put that very good, Brian. Well, listen, first of all, thank you very much for promoting and sponsoring our show, Pitch 25 Beer Park. We really appreciate that. Second of all, thanks for joining us. And third of all, we'll talk to you soon. How about that?
Well, Glenn, thanks for having me, and thanks that you've done for all you've done for soccer in this country. I mean, you've been a mainstay from pretty much the beginning, and you know, I've always appreciated your love for the game and how you've helped it grow tremendously in this country. So, thank you.
Well, Brian, here's one thing I want you to do. I want you to think in the next time period, if you can remember the first goal, ask your mom, because remember, I used to sit in the stands at Robertson watching you train with your mom when she was fresh off planes and stuff.
That's right.
And she even came in studio up here many years ago, I remember, too. But see if you can remember the first youth goal and the first college goal. Let me know.
I will.
All right. Thanks for the kind words. That's Brian Ching, pitch 25, but you also know him as the legendary Dynamo goal scorer, and who can ever forget that Colorado game? Banged in four that night, scored that dramatic goal in the MLS Cup final, the first one the Dynamo won to tie things up. Pretty amazing. What a career from Hawaii. All right, that's going to do it tonight. Big thanks to Guillermo Lasso Romero, our producer, the winners who won the tickets. We're going to be rolling out more tickets Wednesday, 6 o'clock Central Time. I'm really proud of myself tonight because we didn't initially get any calls for the Dynamo Detroit, and then I worked it harder, and I realized I'm not working it hard enough. I got to work it harder. I got to bring more game. I got to be hashtag do work. All right, that's what I'm going to be, hashtag do work. All right, that does it tonight. Being a little bit silly here. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. You get the podcast at Spotify, Google, Apple, and also, don't forget, hit me up on Twitter and Instagram, at Glenn Davis Sock, at Soccer Matters GD. The police take you out tonight. Remember, soccer matters.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.